I was just looking through my audio boos that I've recorded over the last month while I was eating my lunch, and I was amazed to see I've been an audio boo member for a month now. 28 days ago I recorded my first one, which was called Sausage Manufacturers for some reason. But 2 weeks ago I recorded one called Late Night Idea Teas, and I realised I've never actually expanded on what that was all about. I have actually written a blog post about the idea and how I carried it out on 14sandwiches.com, but I'll just talk about it briefly now. The idea was to create a memory map, basically mapping all my childhood memories, or certainly my strongest ones anyway, of growing up around the village of Thornton in Bradford. And so what I did was I walked round last Thursday with a video camera. It was actually my Nokia N82. And as I walked round, I recorded little videos just describing memories at particular places, like the day the Last of the Summer Wine team were filming on top of the local viaduct and they threw a mangle off it onto a police car, or when I used to cycle around on a tricycle round the police school playground in lieu of dancing around a maypole. It was a strange idea. I don't know why they did that, but you know, it was a fun little memory. And what I did then was over the weekend I put those all together on a Google map, just put place markers where all the videos were taken, and then put the videos in those place markers. And so it's created kind of like an interactive tour of my childhood memories. Obviously it's very much based around me, so it might not interest that many people to watch all the videos. It was mainly done for my own satisfaction and to kind of look back, because I'm 30 years old, so I'm young enough to remember my childhood, but also aware that over the next few years those memories will start to fade. So I thought a good idea to capture some of those while I could still remember them. It seems to have captured some people's imaginations. I had some good responses to it online on Twitter. So maybe you'd like to create your own memory map, and it might be something interesting for more people to try. I'd certainly like to maybe try and expand it into more of a community project where we could all add memories, either as video, photographs, or text, actually onto a map. There are other websites that collate memories, but they don't do it in quite that way, that you can just browse the memories of lots and lots of people, or maybe just drill down to one user and look at all their memories. And because memories are tied to places so much, it could create quite an interesting project. So do get in touch with me if you're interested in that. But you can find out more at 14sandwiches.com. That's 14sandwiches.com.